في شيخ كوهير إن شاء الله.
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, I have the pleasure of sharing with you another beautiful dua. This is a dua we need to read every day in order to keep ourselves free of all the toxins and poisons that make us misfits in society, unhealthy in morals, character, and physically also. So this dua emphasizes the importance of purging our hearts of all the vices affecting, rendering us unhealthy and unwholesome. I will read it 3 times, inshallah. Allahumma jannibni munkarat al-akhlaqi wal-a'mali wal-ahwa'i wal-adwa. Allahumma jannibni munkarat al-akhlaq wal-a'mal wal-ahwa'i wal-adwa. اللهم جنبني منكرات الأخلاق والأعمال والأهواء والأدواء. والله, keep me away from all detestable characters or character vices and detestable actions, false opinions and diseases. So here, if you reflect on this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam want to teach us to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, any prayer means we need to put forth the best of efforts. And dua only will work unless we try hard to expend all of our energy, our resources, in the way Allah wants us to purify ourselves from the diseases, toxins, and poisons that deprive us of holistic health. And the holistic health in Islam is moral fitness, spiritual fitness, and physical fitness. So for that, we need to purge our characters of all the vices, including envy, malice, ill-feeling, greed, and pride, etc. And always keep away from corruption, bad deeds, and also not to get carried away by your opinions and ego and whims and desires. And finally, we are also praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, to save us from all deadly diseases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor me to read this dua and strive hard to keep ourselves morally, spiritually, and physically fit. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.